Blog Talk Radio.
In the house, ladies and gentlemen, guys, it's the Line Pack this week. When we hitting y'all up with a special, we got a special gift for y'all today. We're going to combine this sports talk and this real life talk this week. You guys know my was B-Day is Thursday. Mine will be Saturday, August 11th, August 13th. Line Pack for this week only. So let's just get right down to business. First topic today that I want to talk about was, and I don't know if this is a rumor. Actually, this is pretty legit. Should Ray Allen come back to the NBA? Now, you know, that's pretty much a no-brainer with all these salary caps going up for the year. Three destinations that he would like to play would be the Bucks and the Celtics and the Knicks. Like we said, he can try to get him to go over there and play at the Knicks. Will he be a good find out? It'll definitely be a good look for Celtics. I would welcome him back with open arms. He should have never left in the beginning. Him, Kevin Garnett, or Paul Pierce should have never left. Even though I don't really like Paul Pierce too much, but that's beside the point. I mean, to keep that core together, build around him, I think that would have been good. And the Bucks, would he be a good fit for that system? I'm pretty sure it would too. I have a lot of young players right there that he can actually put in a good situation. So with them three, they have the potential to be all three Eastern Conference Finals teams, championship contenders. They're definitely contenders if you were to sign whichever one. It's going to be definitely good to see him back in the uniform. I think they kept saying that he was either going to go to Golden State or Cleveland, one of the championship teams. But when you got the Knicks talking to you, and you know you got the Bucks and the Celtics, two franchises that you play with for more than 3 or 4 years, I think that would be a good look. I want to sit down and talk to them and see what they have to offer. Move right along. I've seen a lot of people on Facebook talk about the Hall of Fame game being canceled for the Green Bay versus Indiana fans. A lot of people are ready to get up for NFL. I'm not really too particularly happy about NFL. I'm an NBA guy personally, because from September all the way to November, the NBA pretty much takes over on the television set. NFL takes over, from September all the way to November. It takes over for about 3 months, and then we got the real shit, which is the NBA coming. So I see a lot of you guys was pissed about those kind of situations. So, with that being said, back to the commissioner, try to figure out what's going on with that situation. I don't really know too much about it. I just saw it on you guys' timeline on your Facebook. Next thing I wanted to talk about was the signing of Allen Anderson. You guys know him. He plays two card off the bench for the new Brooklyn Nets. Shooting guard. They got a pretty good, nice bench. They got Allen Anderson, Jamal Crawford skills over there, Wesley Johnson, Austin Rivers, they re-signed him. Maurice Spates, they signed him over the offseason. Brandon Bass is over there, and Raymond Felton, which they just picked up. Guys, I got to say, man, them Clippers look good. I think they're going to give it one more run. If they don't make it, I think they're going to break everybody up. So, waiting to see what's going on. They're actually making better moves than the L.A. Lakers. So, a lot of you L.A. people out there, y'all look like y'all chanting for the wrong team. Look like them Clippers look pretty legit. There's been rumors that the Houston Rockets organization is likely done for most of the offseason. I didn't really hear any names who they're going after, anybody to try to build or nothing like that. They lost. You guys know Dwight Howard to Atlanta. So I don't even know who they picked it or who they drafted. My fault for not knowing at this time. It's been a long day. So, hopefully the Rockets can come out of what's going on and somebody can teach old James Harden how to play defense, because when he don't know how to play defense as a two-guard, that's going to be serious business. You're going against these guys every motherfucking day, so you need to play some defense. So, that was pretty much it about the sports right now. I'm actually going to take it to Lone Wolf and let him talk about the real life situations that's going on right now. These cops are still killing these African American brothers and sisters out here in these streets. And with part two of the crash dummy shit going on, we've been talking about Crash Dummy Central and what's been going on. Why even put yourself in these kind of situations, especially, if you haven't told you guys last week, go ahead and get a counselor, pay for a counselor or talk to a counselor or go try to get disability, talk to somebody and get help. Some of you guys come to work barred out, Xanax out and do dopamine rentals and, rent a car for a day or something like that and expect you guys to have everything to be good because you want to get fucked up. Well, guess what? If I borrow somebody's car and I'm a fiend, what will possess somebody to let you come up to me and ask me to borrow my car and you ain't returning it back to me? It's been three or four or five hours later. Say you left for two and then come back and drop my car off. You at the house parked under a fucking tree like a fucking hobo. Under the motherfucking tree, And, you at the house. Some of you guys are fiends, man. I see a lot of you guys doing crash dummy stuff with those kind of situations. You guys have crackhead friends, but y'all do crash dummy shit every fucking time. And, what good person would even let a fiend borrow their car? I don't understand it. I really don't. That's just an example that I've been peeping for the past 4 or 5 days. How come bad stuff always happens to people that are fucking fiends also? I noticed that too. It's never them. It's always somebody else. Now the only thing that I want to talk about with the racial profile and stuff like that is that's been going on for a long time. And it's got to be protocol there, guys. What's going to end up happening is ain't nobody going to take us seriously, which they haven't been. They'd rather take our style than to say what we got to say about anything or have our back in anything. So, Lone Wolf, go ahead and add, bro. Whenever you want to, feel free to jump in whenever. It's just a continuous thing that's going on in the media and in real life.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got dropped off the line. I apologize. I missed what you had said last, but
yeah, Chief, I was just saying our brothers and sisters are getting gunned down, man, and they're not taking the proper protocol. You see Charles Barkley, you see Michael Jordan just finally coming out and saying what he had to say about the whole Black Rights Movement, and now you got Charles Barkley saying that we got ourselves in situations. I think Charles Barkley is right to an extent, you know, getting you know all the attention that's been going on. You get stopped, and then you're trying to act all hard, and I am putting my hands behind my back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just saw a video. About 2 or 3 days ago, this guy, he was at 7-Eleven. He walks out. The cop takes his phone because he wasn't supposed to be in there. He had a trespassing thing. And, you know, they're going back and forth. So the cop takes his phone, and he's like, give me my phone. This is profiling right here, man. This is harassment, what you're doing. And bro, he just told you that you're banned from up here. You can't come back up here. You're not the outsiders. You saw our video. And when, you know, they banned us from Harlem Mall back in 2001, we end up showing that the following weekend. You know, ain't nobody going to ban us. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, that's right.
You know, just go, you know, just elaborate on what's been going on. I don't know nothing about the touring games. I heard bits and pieces of what's going on, but what exactly happened?
Well, basically, I mean, the whole Cardi B situation, that's just a thing where, you know, you know, you have an ideal and you're trying to represent an ideal. And, you know, unfortunately for her, she lost her life behind the ideal. However, it just seems that, you know, she was willing to do that. You know, was it necessary? You know, that's to be determined. You know, people will probably feel different on that.
Right.
You know, but it was a lot of different things with that situation. You know, police came after her, guns drawn. She had a gun, and she had her child with her, you know, her father or son. Meanwhile, you know, her baby daddy was there. He decides to take the other child and run, I guess, out the window, whatever. In any case, you know, there's so many things with that situation that just not really right. You know, first of all, you know, just the police coming in attack mode. Now, I'm not sure what really happened. They're saying that, you know, there was, you know, a call made or whatever, and it's just a lot of different stories. But, you know, I guess that, you know, if weapons were drawn, they would be drawn at the point when they see she's armed and dangerous, but, you know, based on whatever. But, you know, with her, it's just a thing of, you know, I guess maybe she saw this as a moment. I don't know. I'm really not too sure. But, you know, just by the fact that your dude ran out the window and, you know, to get away, it doesn't really show that, you know, whatever was happening there was planned out, you know, effectively. And maybe, you know, maybe it was a desperate situation. No, we really don't know, you know what I'm saying? But in any case, it does highlight the greater issue of, you know, what's going on in our community, you know, how, you know, just the level of hostility in the air in America right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the tension is so thick, you could slice it with a butter knife. And, you know, I don't think it's good for anyone or anybody. And, you know, I think that, you know, with that situation, you know, it just highlights a lot of things. Like I said, you know, you know, her, you know, obviously whatever ideal that you were believing in, you know, you obviously were not with the right person because they did not believe in your idea as much as you, and they bailed. And, you
right.
know, maybe if she would have been with the right person, she didn't have to lose her life. You know, maybe nobody did have to lose their life, you know, maybe, or you know, it could have been the other, you know, the way around, you know, her boyfriend could have lost his life. But in any case, you know what I'm saying? It just highlights the greater issue of the tension in America, racial tension. And, you know, this country has chosen not to deal with this stuff for so long. And, you know, it's just, you got to battle the old guard, you know, versus, honestly, crash dummy nation. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, play the balancing act in between all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, because at the end of the day, you know, everybody's trying to survive, you know, so, you know, I never really feel like an emotional head-on approach is the best response to anything. I'm not saying lay down and be coward, but I will say, you know, when it's time to be raw business, be raw business. But at the same time, you know, understand that, you know, there is no reset button, and there is no, you know, there is no coming back from this, you know. And if you made a decision in your mind that you're ready to die for the cause, and you ready to see the other side, well, more power to you, my brother, you know what I'm saying, or my sister, you know what I'm saying. That's your choice, your plight to, you know, make that decision, you know. But, you know, for some of us, we may not feel comfortable. You can say that's cowardly, whatever you want to, or, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you what the bottom line truth is. Everybody's thinking about themselves and their household at the end of the day and how they're going to feed their family and provide shelter and clothing and whatever else. So when you get down to the root of it, you know what I'm saying, this mass exit, mass kumbaya stuff, it's not going to happen like that, man. Everybody has to do for self. And it goes back to what me and Ray been saying for the whole entire year. People got to wake up to your decisions and, you know, and this crash dummy situations, man. You know, you can't continue to do crash dummy shit and expect real results. It just don't work. And, you know, that's what's really going on. And, you know, I'm seeing more and more every day, you know, just more shootings, you know. It's just really creating a different state of mind here in this country. And, you know, I'm just wondering what's going on, because all I'm seeing is crazy shit every single day. Every single day, you know, all on my Facebook, all on my social media, all of my reality, you know, and I'm just shaking my head, you know, and just like, you know, it's common sense, really, you know, a college course at this point, you know. And I don't want to keep beating a dead horse too long or playing the violin, but you know, it's just a lot of crash dummy things going on, and you know, you can't be, you know, just showing up at people's house and expecting them to treat you some type of way when you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing. You can't have these unrealistic expectations that everything that's just gonna fall in place. Sometimes everything just don't fall in place. Sometimes you just gotta just ride that shit out and just deal with it until something happens. You know. And you know, I think we're real spoiled here just in America and just a lot of different things. You know, we don't really know how good we got it. You know, I was reading on the news, you know, the people in Venezuela right now, you know, to survive, you know, they're actually going to the zoo and killing animals in the zoo just so they can have something to eat. So, you know, Leo Nation, you know, Wolf Nation, you know, Crash Dummy Nation, you tell me, you know what I'm saying? You know, are you bodied enough to do some shit like that? You know, this is what's really going on out here. You know, this real Olympics situation is a bold testimony to crash domination. You know, a big representative, because you got this grand, you know, arena and grand, you know, competition going on, and right outside of that, you know, look at the poverty. Have you guys seen the images? You know, what's going on over there?
Yep.
It looks like they got hit by a bomb. You know, so I mean, this is what's going on. You know, to that part of America, you know, with these corny commercials and this smear campaign and you know, trying to sweep stuff under the wood. How long is that gonna last when the world can clearly see what's going on out here?
Yep.
You know. Crash dummy nation, crash dummy society. You know, I read something the other day about you know, these legislators in the Congress. They passed a bill, you know, for to put pesticides in foods. And guess what? Eat foods they eat when they go to the cafeteria. The same food. You see what I'm saying? You know, you're trying to take shortcuts. You try to, I don't give a fuck, but you fucking yourself. And this is what's going on out here. So, you know, I don't really want to keep going on and on, but it's on a grand scale and it's on a minimum scale. You know, and you know, for you ones that's out there, you know, you talking about me, you know, you know, what's this crash dummy nation? Who's the crash dummy? We giving you clear and plain example of what's going on and what's crash dummy. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't, be yourself. You know, trust your instincts, and you know, and just really look at what time it is and what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying? And you know. And focus on what's important. That's, I mean, I don't know how many times you can say that. And, you know, a lot of this stuff just don't really make no sense, man. You know what I'm saying? It just really don't make no sense.
And a lot of this stuff is easy fixed, too. And you guys just want to sit down and think about what you need. What would be the next step? I mean, you'll have 100 people tell you the same thing, and you still go the opposite way. And then expect it to be, you know, it'll just go away if I don't just look at it. No, man, that's not how the way it works. It don't work like that.
And stop coming to me and ready for advice and not taking heed, man, just to make you feel better about what you're
right.
trying to do when you know you're gonna go do the opposite anyway. You know, we got stuff going on too. We don't have time to be wasting, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know y'all think we ain't doing nothing, whatever, but we got stuff going on, too. We trying to, you know, make it happen. So, you know, we would appreciate it if y'all, you know, if you just not going to listen, just do what you do.
Yeah. Quit asking for advice. Quit doing dumb shit that puts you in a deeper path and a deeper, you know, deeper hole than what you already in. You know, driving around without no insurance. I mean, you actually need to be, you need to... You need to have insurance if you're going to be driving around. I mean, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. I don't feel sorry for you guys that can't pay, you know what I'm saying, your insurance and stuff like that. But you're rolling around with rims 20, 27, 28, and 26s. But you know what I'm saying, your insurance game is you ain't paid insurance in about 2 or 3 years. Or you ain't got no toilet paper in the house. Because when you go take a shit, you got to use some fucking towels and shit. Wipe your ass. Try to sell me shit because you ain't got no motherfucking money. Niggas is retarded, dog. It's stupid, bro. You know, crazy, bro. I don't get it. I really don't.
You know, waiting to see what we post and then you post. I mean, are y'all that bored? Is this really life? Is this what it comes to?
I guess so, Lone Wolf. I mean, they're going to continue to do the same thing. I mean, we're already having a part two of this Crash Dummy Nation. We're supposed to be done, already been done and talked about a new topic, but that's what I'm saying. We keep saying the same thing over and again, but y'all keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Over and over again.
Nobody talks about that.
Hey, guess what? If we repetitive, y'all repetitive too. Because y'all keep doing that same shit, you know.
Yeah. Over and over again, bro.
You know, it's predictable, and you know, at this point, you know, it's almost like I know what's coming before it's even coming. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh yeah. You start to see what's really going on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, and that's why right now I'm preparing myself for the, you know, for the cold shoulder moment. You know, where basically everybody then got what they want. So, you know, now I'm about to have to fend for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know that's a negative way to look at things. That's not the way to look at things. But let me tell you something. That's what it is out here, man.
Yep. Survival of the fittest, man. It's always been like that. That ain't changed since the dinosaurs, man. But it's still been the same thing, man. You know.
Not only survival of the fittest, but there's no laws anymore, and it's, you know, really everything is run off of greed. And what have you done for me lately? You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's sad, man.
Yep.
And you know, it's more fake love than real love going on out here. I tell you that much. So you know.
Oh yeah, they. I mean, you know, if you got a promise to your girl, you know, these guys ain't even getting on one knee. I mean, now the situation is happening so crazy. I mean, like you got. The women, you know what I'm saying, getting on one lead to marry the dudes. It's not even dudes getting on one lead to marry the lady no more. It's you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I sit up there and watch a girl struggle go up 3, 4, 5 flights of stairs for a whole bunch of groceries, and you just on your fucking phone. you know, Twitter, Facebook, or, you know, looking for something else to try to get into. You know what I'm saying? That shit's ridiculous to me, man. That shit makes no sense. But I thought this is going to be the last time we talk about this, man, because it's just depressing, bro. It really is, though.
I mean, it really is. It is depressing, and it's sad. We got to keep talking about it. But, you know, I mean, we didn't lay out the format for you guys. We didn't give y'all the script to follow. You know, it's your choice, you know. And for you ladies, you know, every one of y'all ain't going to be a supermodel, you know, and ain't going to get $1 million contract, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, being an Instagram model and a Facebook model is cute and all that, and, you know, getting 100 likes and 200 likes, that's nice. But at the end of the day, you know, what is that doing for our people? What is that doing for anything, you know, other than causing confusion? You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm not attacking the ladies because they y'all look good. We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? But let's just keep it 100% real. Like, what you see what's going on here in the three-dimensional world. That 2D shit is pretend. And, you know, I mean, I know that's really you behind the picture or whatever else, but, I mean, you know, what is that really doing for us moving, you know, as a people, you know, as a person moving forward? You know, we really have to start thinking about what's going on, the mind control, the games, the gimmicks, you know what I'm saying? You know, and what's really most important is time management. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on, and yeah, it's depressing, and I don't really want to talk about it no more, but, you know, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at that. You know, Ray always said back in the day, you do dirt, you get dirt, you know. So just understand what goes around comes around, and it's no way that you're going to do some crash dummy shit and get over. Just don't even try it. It's not going to, it's, you know.
Yep.
You may get over for a little bit of time, maybe even for, you know, longer than you thought, but that crash dummy shit never lasts. Eventually, you hit the brick wall. So, you know, I'm really tired of talking about this shit. You know, Lil Nation is our birthday. We really shouldn't have to be talking about this shit. You know, Ray's going on vacation. I'm going on vacation. You know, I don't want to be bothered. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to spend time with my girl. I know Ray wants to do the same thing and just, you know, enjoy this without any fuckery, you know, so.
And we will be on the lookout for any fuckery that's happening on our birthday because we know we're going to see some of y'all crash dummy shit. Y'all still didn't listen to the show. I know we're going to see a whole lot of y'all, and I can't wait to talk about y'all next week, period. So, you know, with that being said, you know, we out of here, guys. It's Leo Nation. It's Wolf Nation. We will check you guys out next week. Same time, people, and Lone Wolf, we out, man.
That makes sense.
NWO. We out.